Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man was spotted riding on the hood of a car barreling down the express lane of I-95 in Florida late Sunday. It appeared to be talking on the phone while he was doing it.
Yes, that's with anchovies and pepperoni, please.
Yeah, he's on the hood of a car going about 70 miles an hour. The driver in the other car that was filming this says the words, "What the actual F?" We're in mid-highway.
He's one hand holding on to the crease of the hood,
yeah,
and the other hand holding the phone to his ear.
A female passenger in the car seemingly could not believe what her eyes were seeing. According to the video, she said, "What is that? Oh, my God." The driver, Daniel Maida, who was filming this, told the Miami News Times that the man on the hood was somehow hanging on to the Mercedes-Benz C300 with one hand and appeared to be talking on the phone with his other hand. A woman behind the wheel.
Now, baby, I know I made a mistake. But I think we can work this out. I just want you to listen to me, or at least slow down by 20 miles an hour.
A woman behind the wheel, meanwhile, was also talking on the phone. So, dude, that's had to have been who he was talking to. Maida said it was crazy. He said the guy
was... Yes, is this California psychics?
The guy was looking left and right, a phone in one hand. It didn't look like he was alarmed or fazed by anything. He said he was just chilling, like nothing was weird.
Yeah, I'll be home Tuesday afternoon. What time do you plan on delivering the refrigerator?
Maida called 911 after grabbing his phone to get footage of the surreal scene. He said, obviously, it was funny, but it was also really dangerous. Just to update some of the people asking, he said, I have no idea what happened after, but I did call Highway Patrol, and apparently it's an ongoing investigation.
I know what it is.
What?
This is Uber Minus.
Oh, maybe.
It's a new Uber service, Plus. Yeah.
So a patrol spokesman confirmed that the agency is aware of the footage. Both the man on the hood and the driver will be cited for a moving violation if they are indeed identified. A Florida Keys man was arrested Wednesday night after he broke into his former residence, threatened a woman who lives there, and then stole a pulled pork sandwich and an energy drink from the refrigerator. Yes. Alex Sardinas.
Depths to the depravity people will sink.
Maybe it was a red, hot, and blue one, man.
Do you know how hard it is to make a pulled pork sandwich?
Alex Sardinas faces charges of assault, burglary, and theft. Sheriff's Office spokesman Adam Lindhardt said Sardinas broke into the home. The woman who lives at the home...
Pork chop sandwiches!
...told deputies that Sardinas began yelling and screaming...
Put the sandwich down.
He was yelling and screaming that he was going to kill everyone there because he was not allowed to live there anymore.
You can kill everyone.
Lindhardt
just
said...
Just put the sandwich down.
He then took a pulled pork sandwich and a red energy drink from the refrigerator before running into a nearby wooded area. So
pulled pork now, hamburgers, and then, before you know it, a Dagwood. When will it end?
Stevie just took his sandwich and ran into the woods. A few hours later, Lindhardt said Sardinas...
No!
Called deputies and said he needed to speak to someone about getting his clothes from the home. Deputies found Sardinas about an hour later walking on Harry Harris Drive and took him into custody.
The good thing is you don't really need bloodhounds for this. Any dog will go after a pulled pork sandwich.
That's true. That's absolutely true. When a woman in Russia noticed a small lump under her left eye, she took a picture to document the unusual bulge, and then something even stranger happened. The lump moved. In a series of selfies, the woman tracked the mysterious lump as it moved across her face. 5 Jesus. Days after she first noticed the lump, it migrated to above her left eye. Then 10 days later, it moved to her upper lip. Why did she wait this long? Soon after the lump's latest migration, the 32-year-old woman finally went to an eye doctor who also observed a superficial moving oblong nodule on the upper eyelid, in other words, a lump. It turned out the woman had an infection with a type of parasitic worm called Dirofilaria repens. These thread-like worms naturally infect dogs, cats, foxes, and other wild animals and typically live in the tissue under the skin.
This is beyond effed up.
Humans are accidental hosts. In other words, not where the worms want to end up. And once a worm gets...
I don't think this is a dog.
...gets into a human, it typically can't reproduce. The worms are spread by mosquito bites, and human cases have been reported in parts of Europe, Asia, and Africa.
This is right out of a sci-fi movie where the thing gets in your body, and before you know it, you're walking down the street a zombie.
The Russian woman said that she had recently traveled to a rural area outside of Moscow and was frequently bitten by mosquitoes. As horrifying as it sounds, treatment is relatively simple. Surgically removing the worm can cure the infection. The Russian woman had the worm removed and made a full recovery.
I think I just want to die.
Yeah, you may want to. Something squirming around under your skin like that. All right. Apparently, this wife didn't welcome her husband home with open arms. Mesa County Jail in Junction, Colorado, apparently forgot to check the wristband of James Ryerson, who is mistaken for another inmate awaiting release.
Was that other inmate Ned Ryerson?
It wasn't Ned from Groundhog Day. Ryerson alerted nobody to the mistake and collected the other man's paperwork, debit card, and leather jacket before forging his signature and then walking out of the place.
Wow.
Ned!
He apparently went home and his...
and very his, good, Marissa.
And his wife was shocked to see him.
Ned!
And once he explained the mix-up at the jail, she drove him back to the facility. He was out less than 2 hours. She just took him right back. And it happened because 35-year-old Marvin March temporarily moved into Ryerson's cell while his own was under construction a few months ago.
Did she by any chance take him back while he was on the hood of the car?
No, I don't think that was the same couple. Okay. March later moved back into his original cell, but the jail's housing list didn't immediately reflect the move. So Ryerson, who was originally being held on disorderly conduct and trespassing charges, now faces additional charges, including escape, forgery, criminal impersonation, and theft. So he's in a lot more
He might
trouble.
Go to jail.
Yeah.
Ned!
Sorry, Ned.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A hot air balloon pilot will live to fly another day after surviving a terrifying crash. At about 8 a.m. Sunday morning, the Michigan Challenge Balloon Fest in Howell, Michigan was taking place. The hot air balloon was flying over Thompson Lake. It struck power lines, causing a fiery explosion.
Oh, dear.
The pilot flying solo escaped uninjured, believe it or not. Dave Park, who said that he was bass fishing on the lake at the time, he said he saw the incident unfold.
Right out there on the lake, I was a bass fishing. I saw this balloon go up in flames.
Park was taking pictures of the picturesque sky decorated with colorful balloons.
This is actually a beautiful shot. We're looking at the balloon, a picture of the balloon on fire, but it is a gorgeous shot.
And one balloon began to descend from the sky, collided with overhanging power lines, and erupted into flames. Park said his basket and balloon were on fire. Sparking wires dangled overhead and charred pieces of balloon littered on the shore. Another bystander, David Dilworth, said he witnessed the accident. Said he was kind of flailing away and yelling, and that's when he broke free, he said of the pilot, who was still with the balloon when it became engulfed in flames. He said he hit the water 20 to 30 yards from the shore or so. Park and another fisherman were able to rescue the pilot and get him to safety unscathed.
That's amazing, because there have been similar accidents that did not turn out so favorably.
Yeah. You've definitely seen horses being transported on the highway before, their tails visible in the back of a trailer. But now an Idaho rancher has created a whole new way to transport his horse. He has created a homemade motorcycle sidecar for his horse.
No way. I gotta see this.
A video filmed on a road in Shoshone shows Casey Perkins riding his motorcycle while his horse rides next to him in the homemade sidecar.
Run it again. This is pretty cool.
It's hilarious.
And the horse is having fun.
Uh-huh. His wife filmed...
This is really great.
Wee! His wife... His wife filmed the video and notes in her caption that her husband, quote, started this whole deal a little over a year ago, and he decided to modify the family van and hold his horse in it. But now he's decided to do it with the motorcycle. Which
now, he's going at a decent clip. I wonder if he could get up to, like, you know, 50, 60 miles an hour, whether that would be advisable.
Not really sure. This story is out of Scotland, so I'll read it with all of its English terms.
All right.
Or I should say Scottish and English terms in here.
Let it rip.
It says, a cheeky Scots lad left his mum raging after shaving a giant willy in their front garden after being asked to cut the grass.
So the guy cut a penis into the...
That's what he did, yeah. Christopher McNeil, who is 17, cut the shape into the front lawn of their home.
Who cut the willy into our front lawn? Who's being cheeky?
It was on the Isle of Barra. His embarrassed mom, Christina, posted a picture of his handiwork online.
Well, and you can clearly see the testicles.
And she said, when you nag your teenage son to cut the grass. Social media were quick to show their appreciation for the design. Christina took a while to come around to the banter, but admits that she eventually saw the funny side of 17-year-old Kip's joke. She said he doesn't usually do that sort of thing because he doesn't normally cut the grass. He's the youngest of six boys, so they all found it very funny, as I did in the end, and he wasn't punished for it.
I wonder if there is an unofficial world record for the largest penis cut in, because it's happened before,
yep,
into like cornfields and things of that nature.
I just saw a story, and I didn't click on it, but it was about one that can be seen from space or something like that.
That's a big penis.
That's a big penis.
Yeah.
All right, no one was injured when a child fired a loaded gun that he found inside a sofa at the IKEA on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A man went into the store, sat down on a sofa, didn't realize that his handgun fell out of his pants when he got up and walked away, and some children later sat down on the sofa. They found the gun. According to police, one of the kids pulled the trigger. The gun went off. The gunshot did not hit anyone, thank God.
I would have assumed it was a fake IKEA pistol.
Yeah,
police. You know, like the TV sets.
Say the man did have a permit to carry the gun. The case will be turned over to the county prosecutor for review. An IKEA spokesperson released a following statement that said, "We take this incident very seriously, and we have offered the family of the child involved our sincerest apologies." They said IKEA has a no weapon policy in our locations to prevent exactly these types of situations. As soon as we are aware of the situation, our coworker took the action that they were trained to do to ensure the safety of customers, and we are cooperating with police as they investigate this.
With emergencies like that, you pull on a lever press and then Swedish meatball shower from the ceiling.
Okay, yeah. And that distracts everybody?
That distracts everybody, yeah.
Gotcha. An Indiana man was arrested after he was found naked in the backyard of a Kentucky home after allegedly attempting to start a fire and claiming that he might be Jesus. Austin Michael Johnson was arrested, and he was reportedly naked, lying in the grass. Originally, Johnson would not give deputies his name, but told them that he may be Jesus.
I think I'm Jesus.
Police said Johnson was behind a residence and had poured gasoline around the house. He then grabbed a service wire that provided electricity to an outbuilding on the property, and he attempted to start a fire. When chased away by the homeowner, Johnson got into a car in front of the house before exiting the vehicle and walking down the road. And then deputies found him about 75 feet from the front gate of a home.
This doesn't sound like what Jesus would do.
And he was naked laying in the grass. Johnson was charged with third degree indecent exposure, criminal trespassing, and public intoxication. Lying naked in the grass sounds kind of comfortable, doesn't
it's beautiful.
No, it gets itchy after a little while.
Yeah. Have you ever made love in the tall grass, Preston, under a willow tree?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
Okay, just a second. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. I like this one. A public official stopped for a seatbelt violation. This is in Washington County. I don't know where that is. But he was stopped for a seatbelt violation. He decided to dress up like a clown at his trial to fight a $10 ticket. The judge was not amused.
I'll show him.
Dash cam video shows a police officer pulling over Washington County board member Mark McEwen. The reason, you can hear the officer say, "The reason I stopped you is because it's a click it or ticket today, and I noticed you didn't have your seatbelt on." And then he said, apparently, his seatbelt wasn't all the way up. He had it on over his belt, but he had it down over his shoulder. He said
this
he had
bull crap.
He had shoulder issues. Well, he wasn't dressed like a clown yet. According to court records, he pleaded not guilty, and then he hired a lawyer. His case went to the municipal court, and the judge apparently was not humored. When he came to court, the board member's attire, you can hear he was dressed as a clown, and you can hear the judge say, "Client is wearing a clown suit, for a lack of a better term, full clown regalia, including the clown shoes, makeup, wig, hat, the whole bit." The judge described the costume as insulting. And insulting to the court. He said it's insulting.
Your Honor, I cite the case of Bing Bong versus Fifi, 1888.
He said it's insulting me, it's insulting the prosecutor, it's insulting the system in general.
He didn't take it the right way.
Judge Kane speculated McEwen had worn the outfit as his way of making a mockery of the court. And he said, "It's worth noting this is a $10 seatbelt ticket that is the issue here today."
Right.
In the end, the judge reassigned the case, so they're going to take it up with somebody
else. I'm fighting for my life!
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.